Are quite ordinary, decent people capable of doing terrible things? Would such an ordinary, decent person be prepared to endanger an innocent stranger's life in the name of science just because someone who appears to be an authority has told them to do so? To answer these questions, we can look at the controversial work of a man who just wanted to understand his family's horrific past, Stanley Milgram. In 1961, Stanley Milgram, a young psychologist, wanted to find out how ordinary citizens were able to commit acts of unspeakable evil in Nazi Germany. His theory? Ordinary, decent people will do horrific things because they will obey even the most wicked of leaders. All those Chinese characters you're trying to learn, you don't have to remember them all by rote, you know, by endless copying and flashcards. Actually, there's another, much more efficient way to learn the bulk of them, and that's what I'm going to teach you in this course. I'm going to show you the system behind the vast majority of Chinese characters. I'll show you how you can use this system to learn characters efficiently in their natural families, to distinguish visually similar characters, and best of all, almost from the start, to read characters you've never seen before in your life. I'm Richard Stibbard, and I'll be your tutor for this course. What I find truly amazing with regards to learning languages is that in spite of the fact that we all speak one language, and most of the world's population speaks more than one, and often many more, the average language learner has little or no accurate knowledge at all of how speech sounds are made, and can't even begin to describe their production accurately. Making speech sounds and trying to make the unfamiliar sounds of foreign languages is such an integral part of all our lives as humans that it really is truly astonishing that only a tiny number of specialists in phonetics have any idea of what's actually going on inside our mouths when we speak. Many language learners have never had their attention drawn to speech articulation in any systematic way at all, so they persist in making errors, which are both detrimental to intelligibility and, at the same time, highly correctable. Let me remedy this for you. I will teach you exactly what our vocal tract is doing when we produce spoken language. This will not only make your learning of English much less muddled and more efficient, it will also be highly valuable for learning any other languages that you may tackle, as a knowledge of how our speech organs make the various sounds of speech is transferable to any other language you learn. I want to teach you to help you improve your pronunciation and your listening skills and your ability to learn other languages. So hit the enroll button and join me in the course.